Q, I will drink until next morning.
Two of the Blitz is live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live on the radio 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, broadcasting live right now from the Fan Run Studios. As always, the podcast is uploaded moments after the show goes off the air. As always, you can check out the video feed of the show on our Periscope, which is on the Twitter and Facebook, and go ahead and check out the Fan Run Radio app, which you can download for free, F-R-E-E. On the Google and Apple App Stores, as well as fanrunradio.com. Also, by the way, gotta get back on track with something. So, Brandon, you said you have a mystery. You had said yesterday that you had a mystery guest for tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Should I disclose the information, or should I keep it a
big
surprise?
Reveal?
It is 1,000% up to you.
I don't know.
You can even think about it.
All right, I'll think.
So
I want to know so bad.
I am. I'm leaving today for a bachelor party. But everyone knows that if you're going to a bachelor party, if you're going to somewhere nice like that, you got to get clean clothes, right? And you can't just be always wearing t-shirts and shorts and everything with it. So what I did this week, I went and I was a part of Starch Madness. That's right, still going on. That deal with Crown Cleaners, Brandon?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember the deal that if you take 3 shirts in, you get the 4th shirt cleaned for free?
Of course I remember.
Man, that's what I did this weekend. I have all my shirts ready to go for this bachelor party. I cannot wait. I feel like I'm going to be looking good because Crown Cleaners hooked it up with Starch Madness. You can go and you can be a part of that offer. All you got to go is swing by. They're located on Kingston Pike right across from the Phone Exchange. And what else over there?
So is this your first bachelor party?
Say that again?
Is this your first bachelor party?
Is this my first? You know what? It is. Because I was supposed to go to one about 6 months ago, and that would have been my first. But then something during the football season came up to where I was not able to. So this, I guess, would be my first.
You're probably getting to that age now. Your friends are starting to get married. Like, what are you, like 24?
Me?
Yes, 24. Are you 24?
23.
You're only 23?
Yeah. Slowly approaching the age of bachelor parties and weddings coming up here in the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah. And that's the crazy thing. Like, I have so many invitations on my desk, and it's so crazy how many of my friends are getting married. So you're definitely right. It's you know, you don't really have many, but then all at once is when they all start to come.
I got a bachelor party next week to go to. Gatlinburg.
Nice.
First time.
Very nice. Well, so that is a little bit about Starch Madness. Go ahead and check that out. Remember, 3 shirts, get the 4th clean for free. By the way, I still got more shirts. So if any of you guys have shirts, let me know, because I still got some I got to get cleaned at some point.
All right.
So let's take advantage of that deal. Fantastic deal. But with that being said, we are continuing our number 2 of the Blitz of the gigantic 1-year anniversary of the show today. We've had a lot of fun kind of today so far in the first hour, diving into the world of sports, but also mixing in a little bit of the history of our show. Speaking of history, though, at some point today, maybe next segment, I want to go through each of our top 5 moments that we feel like from the show so far. It's been a lot of crazy things that have happened in the 365 days. So I want to see if you can narrow it down to just 5 moments that were iconic from the first year. Sound good?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
All right. Chance? Easy enough. So we'll get into that next. But let's go ahead and just get into a little bit more of these sports stories for today. We'll see if we can dive through some of them and just kind of rapid fire some of these off. So one of the first things is college basketball transfer from Georgetown. Mac McClung has officially committed to his next university. This guy was on Tennessee's radar. We had talked about him a lot, right? Yeah, this was the guy from the Tri-Cities area.
Yes, that's correct.
And the sharpshooter from the outside, we had a lot of conversations about, would he be a fit for Tennessee? Would Tennessee want him? Should we try to go after him? But, you know, I think the biggest roadblock in that was that the roster was full. And even still today, without kind of knowing exactly what Eve Pons is going to do, the roster is still full. So Mac McClung announces yesterday that he is going to the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Why are you booing?
Chance, you don't like Texas Tech?
No, I actually do like Chris Beard, but I guess it would have been kind of cool if there would have been a spot for him at Tennessee and he chose Tennessee.
I'm just glad he didn't choose an SEC school.
Yeah, I'd say we won that.
We didn't have a Kevin Blackshear thing.
Yeah, didn't want.
Yeah, we all know how that situation turned out. So, yeah, at least he doesn't go to an SEC school.
Yeah, I mean, Texas Tech, they're coming off a national championship appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And they were decent last
year.
That
is crazy to think that, like, that's still the most recent championship in college basketball we saw. Mm-hmm. That feels like a long time ago.
I was like, are they coming off a championship? Yeah, because there was no tournament this year, so they're still coming off a championship run.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, ultimately lost to Virginia, but yeah, they had a nice run to the championship game. I agree with you though, Chance. I like Chris Beard a lot. Be surprised if he doesn't take a bigger job soon. Somebody will come calling.
Yeah, I really wonder who that next school might be. But I mean, that was a fun run for Texas Tech there at the end of whatever year that was. That was an interesting time. So Mac McClung headed to Texas Tech. Have you seen this story about the University of Texas and the Johnson County High School with the big logo thing?
I seem to recall.
So if you haven't seen this story, we got a great story on it for fanrunradio.com. But I wanted to get your thoughts on this. How big of a deal is this actually to you? Here's the story. Here we go, Chance.
Here we go, Charlie. Buckle up.
The University of Texas sent a cease and desist letter to Johnson County High School. I believe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnson County High School for a potential trademark violation because they were using the exact same, you know, Longhorn logo. It says here the high school has nearly 600 students. Now the school is on the hook for changing all the uniforms, which could cost a lot of money, potentially. So the University of Texas sent this cease and desist letter to Johnson County High School, who then had to rechange their logo. Or I guess not rechange, but had to change their logo. How do you feel about this? Does it upset you? Because it upset some people.
I mean, I think it's petty on the part of Texas. I do. A high school that has 600 students? I mean, really? I mean, all these high schools. My high school ripped off the G from Georgetown. Gibbs rips off the G from Georgia and Green Bay. Think of all the high schools that have the Clemson paw print.
Yeah.
Every
other high school in America has a paw print.
Anderson County uses the same Longhorn logo that apparently Johnson County uses.
I believe that Farragut is just
yeah, it's
star.
A star, just like the Cowboys. I think it's petty. On the half.
My high school used Kansas Texas. State's logo.
Really? Yeah. Wildcats?
So yeah. The Cougars is what we called ourselves, though.
That's a cool logo, though.
I think it's petty.
Maybe, I think that Texas did Johnson County a favor. I think their new logo is cooler.
Maybe
what
Texas
did they change
is
to?
A huge favor.
What did they change
Have
to?
Have you not seen the new logo?
No.
So, this is it.
They just, like, what? Widened the horns, didn't they? Kind of.
Yeah. So they, I mean, it's really not that different, but as you can see here, as opposed to
oh, yeah,
this.
Like that's so much different.
You got more pointy ears, okay, for one. More curved horns for two. A bigger snout for three. It's a beefier boy right here. A beefier longhorn. What more do you want than a beefy longhorn?
Yeah, but like you said, that school's going to have to pay for new uniforms.
Well.
New helmets.
Well.
First things first here. The only good thing that Texas has ever given us is George Strait.
That's debatable.
Maybe Texas should worry more about beating Kansas since they lost to the worst Kansas team of all time like 3 years ago. Maybe they should worry more about their GPA since they tweeted out a graphic with their team-high GPA that wasn't even high enough to maintain a scholarship at a regular university. Maybe they should worry about their head coach who seems to be engaging in intercourse with every flight attendant east of the Rio Grande. Or maybe they should just worry about finally being back for more than 3 weeks before they fall apart again in a season.
All right, so the Fake University of Texas UT. Is not some Fake big bad UT. Giant who's swinging a hammer on Johnson County High School. You got to go change all your uniforms and your logos and your courts and your bleachers and everything by next year. No, look, you got to change the logo on the website by December 31st of 2021. You have a year and a half to change the logo on the website. Then you have until December 31st, 2024 to change the logo on murals, signs, and uniforms. You have over 3.5 years. And then the kicker of them all. Do you know when they have to change the logo on the gym floor, football scoreboard, etc.? December 31st, 2029. That's 9.5 years. What a dumb idea.
And guess what?
The University of Texas is some big bad juggernaut who's just swinging a hammer on these tiny Tennessee cities because they're some big bad giant. Look, they're giving them a decade to change the logo on their court.
But how long have they had this logo?
You're right. It is petty.
How long have they had the logo?
It is petty.
How long have they had the logo?
Who?
Johnson County.
Don't know.
Probably years.
Let me see if I can find out.
Probably a long time.
Probably a good long time.
Why now? And why hasn't Anderson County got a cease and desist?
I don't know. It is petty. I agree with you. I agree. But like,
some big bad hammer. The University of Texas has never given us anything good. They're just trying to destroy small tiny cities in Tennessee.
No, dude, you got a year and a half to change the website. The three of us could change anything on the FanRud website in 5 minutes. Like, that's how easy it is. No one's saying that you got to, you know, empty your financial bank, that Johnson County is going to go bankrupt because the University of Texas took away their logo. None of that's happening. Guys are silly.
What about their uniforms and their silly. Basketball court?
They have 3.5 years for the uniforms and 9.5 years to figure out the court.
That's still money.
It's still money. Still money.
It's money now and money in 9.5 years. Like, it doesn't matter when.
Okay, but you have plenty of time. Like, well, maybe, it's not really costing anybody money to change the logo on the website. And
well,
they're
not
giving
the
them
website.
A year and a
we're,
half
we're
to
We're talking
do that.
About the helmets and the field and the basketball court and the uniforms. That's money. And that's a lot of money. And that's
Absolutely.
Hard to come by.
Absolutely. Hey, and that's why it is petty of Texas.
Both of you guys make good points. Rick has a great point. Like, they're giving them plenty of time. But also, like you and Brandon are saying, it is money. And why now? But, I mean, we know, like, that's how people protect their trademarks. But Rick does have a good point. Like, you're getting plenty of time to do it. And schools get money. It'll be fine.
You know what? Maybe Texas should put some respect on Tennessee's name since they'd all be speaking Spanish if it wasn't for us volunteers saving their ass.
Yes, thank you.
Fighting Mexico.
You're only the 4 millionth person to ever say that uncreatively. Look. Here's the thing.
You got to keep being reminded
Texas,
since you
the
keep
University
forgetting.
Of Texas is one of the most arrogant schools of all time. Does everyone agree? Like, no doubt. I mean, yeah, obviously, that's what makes people upset here, right? Because they claim they're the real UT. It's a big debate. By the way, I stand on Knoxville's side for this one. But one of the most arrogant schools of all time? No? So, of course, like, if you're going to get any school to do it, you're probably not going to get Kansas State. You're probably not going to get Baylor. You're probably not going to get Georgia, right? I don't know why Anderson County says it. Maybe they're next on the list. Maybe it's a process. University of Texas is just an arrogant school, and you can call them petty because they probably are, but it's a little overdrawn to just say that they're just crushing these small Tennessee cities. No. No.
And you know what? They're financially just wreaking havoc across rural Tennessee.
I bet that Texas might even help them with some of the cost. If it's really that like of much of a burden over the next decade, which I can't imagine it is. Doesn't seem that hard.
For a rural high school that probably it's probably like the only high school in the area.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of money. These schools don't have a lot of money.
But it's things that you have to get anyways. It's murals, it's signs. It's things that you don't like you don't hold on to for forever at a time. So they're saying like, "Hey, you don't have to go out and update it next right now, but the next time you were to update it, maybe that's in 2 years." Well, look, that falls in the 3.5 year timeline.
They've had that logo forever. It's plastered over every inch of their walls, every inch of their trophy cases.
Duh, it's their logo. Of course it's over everything.
And who's just out there mistaking, like, Johnson or whatever county for Texas? Like, someone just walk into, like, a 3A Tennessee high school football game on a Friday night. Oh, I didn't know we were playing Texas tonight. When they changed their color from that ugly burnt orange to red.
It is weird, right? Like, the idea of, like, what do you lose from somebody having your logo? Because I think to most of us, the answer is nothing, right? Like, unless it's just, like, an insane school that, like, is always in the media for controversial stuff, which, let's be honest, Johnson County is not, then, like, why? What do you lose from having their logo? That's where I 100% agree with you. Like, it seems petty because you're right. Like, there are so many other schools who do it. I don't know what Texas gains. I don't know what they lose by Anderson County or Johnson County. Like, I don't know what they lose by having them in their logo, but hey.
This is a direct attack on the state of Tennessee. Intentional by fake UT because they're insecure that they can't do anything as good as us. Anything. There are 11 high schools in the state of Texas with that same logo that have never once gotten a cease and desist that the Texas doesn't care about. But the small little school in Tennessee, they have to go after because they're insecure.
Well, I mean, they don't lose much by having Johnson County have the logo, but they sure gain a hell of a lot by having the Texas state champions have their logo. You not think that helps in recruiting?
Well, there's
you don't think that wouldn't be a big deal? A great high school player already in Texas already has the Longhorn on his logo. You don't think that Texas would want that to happen?
Oh yeah, it's just gonna be, well, I don't have to get new clothes now. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just the being always around the brand.
Yeah, no.
Kind of seeing with the logo.
There's a school in Texas that has the Power T is their logo. You don't see us going out there spend every dollar they have to change their logo and financially burdening their entire city and county. Unlike the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, you crazy, bruh. You crazy. Financially burdening, financially drowning, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
It's a lot of money to
over the next 10 years.
A basketball
court. Over the next 10 years. I think they're going to be all right. But that's just my side of things. That's just it's obviously a very opinionated conversation. But I just seen the story go by over the last few days. I just wanted to bring it up, see what you guys thought about it. But that is all interesting. Like, I'm going to be honest. I think Johnson County's new logo, I do think it's kind of cooler. I think there's more detail to this Longhorn. So, I don't know. Hey, Brandon, how about, have you, first off, you look like you just seen a ghost.
I don't know how to describe what I just saw. Send us to break, Charlie. I got to show Rick.
All right. More with the Blitz after this.
This is the Blitz. all the hunters to lay down their guns. Tell them that the tiger.
Is this a little Joe Exotic?
Yes. Oh, I feel like you should know this by now.
It's the music group that he lip synced to in his music
video. It's Joe Exotic.
It's Joe Exotic.
Well, visually, it's Joe Exotic. Hey, with
we don't get into technicalities
with
here.
About a month or so in hindsight, how was Tiger King? Would you still recommend the watch now?
Yeah,
all of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the last episode that they released, that was
like the tell all or whatever.
Well, it was like the Joel McHale interview and all the different. Oh. You can skip that. It wasn't that great. But the actual like 7 or 8 part, however many it was, you should watch it. I feel like it's entertaining.
I feel like somebody mentioned that it might have been a little overrated in hindsight. Who was that?
I think it was Chance.
Yeah, it was me. I'd say watch it, but I don't think it lived up to the hype whenever it came out. Simply because I just think it was the height of the quarantine when it first started.
I mean, I don't think I'll ever rewatch.
Sure.
But I mean, it's a crazy story.
Yeah.
It's worth knowing.
Yeah, I think that was the unfortunate part, was that there really was something in me that just didn't want to commit to the full 8 hours, but there were so many stories I'd heard from you guys and on the show, and I was like, I wish I knew the full story on that one. That does seem kind of crazy. So just small little instances like that. But all right, so we got about 2 full more segments. So one of them, I would say with right now, we can dive back into the history books, dive back into the vault. Brandon, have you finished your list, your top 5 list?
Yeah.
Chancellor, have you finished yours?
Yeah.
Charlie, have you finished?
No.
You can make a list about anything you want. I'd love for you to. All right, well, I have my list as well. So let's go. Should we do these one at a time, or should we alternate, going from 5 to 1?
I think we should do one at a time.
All right. Brandon, would you like to start us out?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
I actually lied and told you that I finished my list, and I actually have my 4, but I don't have number 5. So if someone else would like to go first, or I can just throw one in, it doesn't matter.
I'll go first.
All right, go.
I'm gonna cue my music. My number 1 is Rick eating the pepper and me laughing in the background when I knew what was coming afterwards because he does not like hot stuff.
You set me up on a silver platter. You knew it was coming. You set me up.
That's my number 1. That was probably one of the funniest moments for me. I still look back at that and still laugh. I laughed so hard that day at that. Number 2 is Fish losing the bet, having to shave his head, Seattle versus Green Bay. That was a really good one.
Yeah.
Number 3, there's a lot of Fish ones on here. He was pretty damn good. Number 3 is one that I need to make a drop soon for, but Weston's piping hot prediction.
I forgot about piping hot.
That was so good. That was so good. That was a good one.
Piping hot predictions.
Yeah. You gotta add that country twang in there. My number 4 would be when I ate the pepper and the onion, and then Cody snitched me out.
Oh, yes!
That was very early on. That was,
oh, my
you
goodness.
Ate the, that was the onion you, and the habanero pepper, right?
Yes!
Yep. And Cody's a snitch.
That was crazy. I do remember that.
All right, and then my last
one. Oh, yeah, Charlie, before you get to the last one, just to shed a little light on that for you, Charlie, since you weren't here then, Chance cheated in a bet payoff.
We caught him. I knew Chance was a cheater.
I've always said win at all cost. I've never not said that I'm a win at all coster. I have always said that. I am not going to say that I didn't. And my last one is just fishtails in general.
Sure.
Weston's fishtails, when they were good, like when they were actually good and not just long-winded. I've got a couple of them. The knee drop story. the bunking in the hotel with Grandpa like it was Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was weird.
And wait, what one is that one?
The whenever he was the hotel room with it was...
Oh, and they were all sleeping on the cot.
Like Uncle, like
we Grandpa tried every Joe combination available.
And then, like I said, fishtails in general. And my last fishtail involved with number 5 would be Weston getting knocked out in a Titans game.
It was a Falcons game.
Oh, Falcons game, excuse me.
In
the bathroom. He got sucker punched. So that's my. And then I got some honorable mentions. My best man speech for Fish's wedding. Brandon's hate for Canada.
Yeah.
Josh and Brandon's constant Braves versus Mets rival.
I don't know. It may be surpassed soon by the Braves and Nationals. Who knows?
Yeah. I like all three involved.
My last honorable mention is a new one for it's Charlie and who the hell he stands for. He stands for the most obscure athletes.
He does. That he does. Gene McEver comes to mind.
Gene McEver. I will never forget.
All right.
Here's my top 5. Number 5, I'll go like Chance Fishtails, but I'll pick one in particular. I will go with the knee drop. The knee drop, I feel like, is the best fishtail.
Uh-huh.
Number 4, bald fish. When Fish came in bald the next day after he lost the bet payoff that Chance had mentioned.
Yeah.
And you know what, Fish... complete transparency. He said that he turned his life around.
He said that was one of the best things that ever happened to him because he looked in the mirror. He decided he wanted to fix it. So he did. What a story.
Number 3 for me, Rick wins fastest man at Fan Run and steps up to the challenge, beats Chance and Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly Cam.
It was a big day. It was a big day because I had backed out of it on my birthday. I had backed out of it the week prior. I just kept backing out. And then I finally just said, fine. Sick of you guys harassing me. I think I'm going to lose, though.
Number 2, the Fish wedding.
Yeah.
I almost put it number 1.
Yeah.
I almost put it number 1. But the Fish wedding, that one was up there. I mean, I feel that not many people can say that they had a wedding on their show.
Uh-huh.
And number 1, for me, Chance bamboozles Rick with the hot sauce.
I will never forget Chance's reaction during that. I lied! I lied! And it was so good. It was flawless.
So that's my top 5.
All right, so I'll go through mine quickly because I only have one that's different. First, my honorable mention is when WWE superstar Cesaro joined us on the Blitz only to lose in squash fashion on Monday Night Raw in Thompson Bowling Arena that night. He told us he was going to get a big win and then lost. And then we were upset.
He did lose.
What a That's loser. Funny.
Well, didn't he know beforehand that he was losing too? So he just lied on our show?
Maybe. In the WWE, though, you never know. But that's what I think. And so we've had beef with Cesaro ever since. That's my honorable mention. My number 5 is Bald Fish, the Baldy Boy himself. My number 4 is one moment in time, but it really was our conversation about when the University of Tennessee football player shot himself in the leg.
How you gonna shoot yourself?
Still laughing.
Who would want to shoot their leg?
Number 3. This is where it gets similar. My number 3 is the end sauce in general. This counts. Charlie being the most recent victim. I will never forget. One second in the mouth, and he was gone. I was worried. My heart was worried. It was troubled for him.
Yeah, I thought we might have killed Charlie.
I did too.
I knew he was in trouble whenever he walked in that morning and forgot the milk. I told him the day before it was BYOM.
I couldn't even get milk at the gas station either. They were out. I got like some sort of Nesquik, something.
Oh, that's
chocolate,
right. Oh, man.
Like workout drink.
So Charlie was the most recent victim. Chance was the first victim. But like you guys had said, Chance bamboozled me. So the end is my three. My number two is the fastest man at fan run competition. But I got to be honest, that's just a very selfish one in that. But it still was on our show. And then my number one was something I may never have the opportunity to do again. And that was the fish wedding. That was tremendous.
That was a good list. I'd like to add to your list. You talked about WWE. That was a good moment for the entire show and the station. Like, we all went to that Raw.
That
was fun. And I have a funny story from that. When I ran into Weston, all right, so Charlie, I took my girlfriend and her daughter to WWE Raw. They had never been, and they loved it. Like, they loved it more than me. Like, they were so into it. And here I am with my girlfriend and her daughter. She's 9, walking around the concourse, and we run into the fish. I'm like, hey, this is the fish. And now I'm introducing him to my girlfriend and her daughter, and he is blitzed. so drunk. And that conversation lasted about 30 seconds. Like, all right, see you later, fish. So the first time my girlfriend...
You get a man to a WWE event, and the top is coming off. All right, you don't even know what's going
to
happen.
Don't worry, Chance. I'll try to be sober whenever I meet your girlfriend and her daughter.
She's only 9 years old, please. Like,
good influences around. Good influences. Which, by the way, also, the next time WWE ever does come back in town, you will be in the front row with me. I am going to take you front row to a wrestling show.
How sweet.
That would be so awesome.
You're going to go nuts. Guys, I love that list. Thinking back on the last year, it has been a fun time with a lot of great memories. But like we said at the beginning of the show.
Do I not get a top five?
Huh?
Do I not get a top five?
You had made one? Go for it.
Yes.
I've been compiling in my head.
Okay.
In no particular order here.
All right.
The time that Fish called in, and for 17 minutes, he told this really, really long joke about the snake in the desert.
Better Jake than Lever.
Better Jake than Lever. That was the worst.
And it still took me a while to figure that joke out, too. But then I loved it.
Reference off the bat.
I had forgot that one.
I really, really liked that joke.
So long.
Yeah.
Let's see. The first time I ever saw Chance, that's number one.
Connecting with Chance on the Periscope every day is number two.
Yeah, number two is every morning when I check out to see if Chance is on, and I get to say, Chancellor! And he says, hey. That's on there as well.
It's the small things for Charlie.
Yeah.
It's small things that count.
You eating the hot sauce?
Is that one of
terrible memory?
This is the bottom five.
Sure.
Number four. Let's see. I had it. Oh, the ostriches. The ostrich committee.
Remember the ostrich conversation.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that conversation.
Another honorable mention is the Blitzies, the first ever Blitzies, the award show that we had that made some waves.
Bachelor talks were really good.
Yeah, the Bachelor.
Oh, the Bachelor. Oh, the Bachelor was great, too.
I feel like I'm forgetting some things, but let's go. Number five, the time I played Brooks and Dunn 7 times in a row.
I think you played Joe Diffie 7 times in a row.
Joe Diffie, so many times.
But it was okay because he had recently passed.
Amen.
R.I.P. Joe Diffie.
Wow. Great times.
And you and Chance did not give him the respect that he deserved.
You denied the respect to Howard Finkel, okay?
Because you denied respect to Joe Diffie, so I felt it
honorable
had to be reciprocated.
Mention, every time Josh calls, he's always so friendly when he says, hey, Charlie, and I really like it.
I will raise a glass to that. Raise a glass to those memories. Although we're a little bit late on the break, so we got to jump into a commercial break right now, come back on the other side, and maybe just have one big surprise left. I don't know. We'll see. Back here on the Blitz right in a minute. We just want to party just pure. All right, here we go, back here on the Blitz, and we have one more final surprise in store. one of our favorite segments we've ever done. We really did a lot of it at the beginning of the show, but kind of paused for football season and never really brought it back. But hey, I say today is as good of a time as any, right here on the Blitz 1 year anniversary show. Charlie, hit the music.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
I'm the man now.
Cards stacked against the macho man, Randy Savage.
When you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants. It's for fun.
You can act like a man!
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man! And I'm saying, woo! I'm the man. I'm the man.
All right, that's right. The man is back. One of our favorite segments ever, where we each select one candidate to be the man of the week, and then we vote. Now, just because the title is the man, like Becky Lynch said, the man can be a male, female, it can be the world's ugliest dog, even Brandon, which, yeah, I'm still a little bit butthurt about that. But we got a brand new season, so we'll each drop a candidate in, and then we'll vote. Would you like to start us out?
Sure.
All right.
All right. My candidate for the man.
Your nominee.
Is 12-year-old Alessandro.
Oh.
This just happened yesterday. A family was out hiking in northern Italy, and there was a very large brown bear that they came across. And the bear started following this young boy.
Okay.
And he kept his composure the whole time.
Whoa.
Calm,
that's
cool,
unreal.
And collected. If he'd have taken off running, you know what would have happened?
Dead.
The bear would have chased him.
Mauled him.
There's video, you can see.
But he just kept walking.
He like keeps
Dory,
walking.
Just keeps swimming.
He just keeps swimming. Walking. Very calm, cool, and collected. And, yeah. I think... nerves of steel for young Alessandro.
Wow. That's a great candidate.
The video doesn't just... you got to go see the video.
Okay.
It's a very large brown bear.
All right.
Rip you to shreds.
That is incredible. All right. Charlie, would you like to make your first ever nomination to the man?
Oh, with pleasure.
Here we go.
My nomination goes out to none other... then the GOAT, Tennessee legend, VFL, JoJo Smalls.
Oh, round of applause. Round
who
of applause.
Who died on the field.
He did.
For his football team.
He gave his all for Tennessee that day.
He has been the main reason Tennessee is where they're at with Coach Stokes.
Wait, that's he right. died?
No, well, I mean, he got hit big time on
in that Florida game, after disaster struck, after... they blew a 10-point lead, and Florida got the onside kick and scored 20-something seconds left.
Yeah.
JoJo Smalls takes the kick return all the way into opposing territory, dies in the process.
Yeah.
Severe injury, like the one where you get the fade to black screen.
Yeah.
In that game, he finished with 3 touchdowns, 219 all-purpose yards, and a kick return touchdown, and he put the Vols in scoring position to score the last-second go-ahead touchdown to beat the Florida Gators in the Swamp.
That is a fantastic nomination.
Not only that, Rick, but he recovered from his death and was back in the game last
night.
And scored 3 more touchdowns against Auburn.
Well done.
The GOAT.
JoJo Rabbit.
No. JoJo Smalls.
Oh.
Yeah, close, but no. That's a great nomination. Gentlemen, my nomination for today is going to be a Polish grandmother named Jenny Stejna. Okay, I think that's pronounced how it is. Brandon, she is a young 103 years old.
Oh, I know this story.
And I know you guys might have seen this story yesterday.
That's a good one.
But let me just go ahead and read that headline because I don't think there's anything more you need to know. 103-year-old Massachusetts woman beats coronavirus and celebrates with a crisp and cold Bud Light. I added the crisp and cold part in, but... celebrates with the Bud Light. So this 103-year-old lady, she did it. She kicked the crud out of the coronavirus.
I saw her. She looked like a gremlin.
And then raised a glass of cold Bud Light.
She looked like a gremlin.
Like a literal skeleton, yeah. But
good
look
for...
at that. Look at that.
Ah!
No! No!
Wow. Ah!
Hey! Look one more time!
Ah!
One more time!
Ah!
Yeah, that's enough. So that's
hideous.
My nomination.
Have you seen her, Charlie? She's pretty rough.
Well, she's pretty.
That is my nomination. Jenny. Jenny from Massachusetts with the Bud Light.
Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block. I don't Chancellor, Jenny from the block. Last nomination of the day.
My last nomination of the day for the man, and I'm going to pander to the masses, but my nomination goes
Matt.
To Coach Jeremy Pruitt. And for what his football coaching staff has done, what they did at the end of the year, what they did during the quarantine as far as recruiting, because now we're talking about relevancy right now. But what the Tennessee coaching staff has done with recruits during this quarantine and kind of brought Tennessee back to a positive national spotlight, I got to tip my hat to Coach Jeremy Pruitt and his staff.
It's also his birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say. You might have not even known that was coming, but today is Jeremy Pruitt's birthday.
Didn't know. Hey. Our anniversary is Jeremy Pruitt's birthday. We can never forget.
Hey, isn't
cool.
it isn't it man of the week, not man of like 3 weeks ago?
Hey, I thought about that too, but I think we can give him a pass because today's Pruitt's birthday.
Okay.
So I think that can
so
I think
Pruitt,
we'll give it a pass.
Charlie.
Those are four strong nominations. All right,
yeah,
so
three strong nominations. Because I didn't listen very well to Brandon's, so I'm just going to consider it not strong.
Wow. A 12-year-old boy calmly walked away from a bear.
You know what? I'm
which
not,
is a,
I didn't
is
even
a
rest,
much bigger
didn't even
deal than I just explained it as.
Hmm?
He didn't even wrestle it.
Well, no, he wouldn't have wrestled it. He would have died.
Yeah. Then he would have been the man.
Have you ever seen The Revenant? Things don't go well whenever you mess with a bear, Charlie.
All right, so here are your votes.
I vote for the old hag.
We have boy walks away from bear. We have JoJo Smalls, we have Old Hag, and we have Jeremy Pruitt on his birthday. You can vote for yourself, although it's frowned upon if you do, but also who cares. With that being said, Brandon, actually.
I just told you my vote.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I'm voting for the old woman.
The old woman. Chancellor, who would you like to vote for?
I would also like to vote for the old woman. 103 years old. That's pretty badass.
It is.
Rick, who are you voting for?
It's tough. I'm going to vote for the old hag as well.
No, you're voting for yourself.
I am.
Charlie, who do you vote for? Turn your mic on.
I know it's frowned upon.
I mean, I was going to vote for the old woman, but he voted for himself, so. Yeah, you know what? I'll vote for the old woman.
That's a clean...
Wow.
Sweep.
Last time we did this, didn't we have the problem of Rick always voting for himself last time, too?
I seem to remember.
I don't really think there's any kind of constant trend with me voting for myself here.
We've like not played the game in months.
Always, you know, semantics, all right. Those are the details, okay. Well, there it is. Congratulations, Jenny Stejna, the 103 woman who kicked the crud out of the coronavirus and then celebrates with a crisp Bud Light. You are our first Man of the Week of 2020. Final segment of the Blitz's one-year anniversary show right after this.
This is the Blitz. He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Alrighty, here back on the Blitz, 11:53 a.m., winding down the last couple minutes on the show. Wanted to give a quick shout-out to DR Vol. We just saw that you had called in a second ago. Unfortunately, we really did a bad job with our time breaks today. So they have
we have 2 minutes in this segment.
They have been all over the place. So, hey, we would love to hear from you tomorrow. But thank you for calling today. Brandon, speaking of tomorrow.
Yeah, I told you yesterday that I had booked a special guest.
Yep.
Well, they were just going to come in and fill in, just sit in for a segment or two.
Uh-huh.
But then you said that you weren't going to be here.
That's correct.
And I reached out to said special guest.
Yeah.
And the special guest is going to do the whole show with us tomorrow. Chance, are you ready? Special guest?
Can I throw a guess out?
Throw a guess.
Phil.
No.
Oh, my. If it was Phil.
No, not Phil.
No, Phil has done some shows at the radio.
He has.
He has done a bunch.
He has, but it is not Phil.
The Bear.
Nope. It is one Lucas Panzeca.
Wow.
Lucas.
That's fantastic.
Lucas Panzeca will be, he'll be in, he said he's coming into town tomorrow.
Wow.
So he's going to be here.
You booked Lucas for the day that I'm gone?
I'm sorry. He reached out to me. I didn't know you were going to be gone.
It's just bad timing. That stinks. You and Lucas, I mean.
We go way back.
Yeah, I was going to say overtime royalty, if you will, even. You guys have done a lot of shows together.
I'm going to have to see if we can get Tanner Carson, get the overtime trio back.
Wow.
When Lucas comes in tomorrow, Charlie, please don't bombard him with lots of Titans fan questions.
I don't need to ask anybody questions. I know everything in the world there is to know about the Titans. He should. If anything, he might need to ask me some questions.
Big boy journalist.
Hey, if that's not a thread you don't want to unravel tomorrow, I don't know what is. I mean, I don't. Your whole tease for tomorrow's show.
We'll explore.
Man. So Lucas Panzeca back on the program tomorrow. That's going to be exciting. We'll be back same time, same place, 10 a.m. But hey, real quick, we've had a lot of fun today. Thank you to everyone. A huge, sincere thank you if you are listening to this right now or if you are listening to this later in the day. We could not be here for 365 days carrying out this dream if it wasn't for so many great people who listen to us each and every day. So thank you for your support. Thank you for the last year. And hey, here we go for year two, and it only gets bigger, better, and a lot more badass from here. The Blitz. We'll see you tomorrow.